With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. There is a great deal of hope coming out of the Middle East right now, and nothing is final, but President Trump says Israel and Hamas have agreed to the first phase of his peace plan to pause the fighting and release hostages and prisoners. Mr. Trump says there's a very good chance he will be going to the region possibly Sunday. As the government shutdown drags on, there's an increase in air travel delays.
Air traffic controllers are federal workers whose jobs are deemed critical, and they're expected to keep working without a paycheck. Some have started calling out sick. A travel industry analyst says the risk of significant disruptions is growing by the day. The Federal Aviation Administration reports staffing issues at airports and control centers in several large cities.
That is correspondent Greg Clugston. Texas National Guard troops now protecting some federal property in the Chicago area. At the same time, U.S. District Judge April Perry will be hearing arguments later today on a request to block the deployment of the members of the Illinois and Texas National Guards while a lawsuit challenging the move proceeds. Well, the last of 10 New Orleans jail escapees has now been captured.
After a brief standoff at a house, 28-year-old Derek Groves was taken into custody after evading authorities for nearly 5 months. Groves had the most violent criminal record of the escapees, with a murder conviction and facing a possible life sentence. The other 9 escapees were recaptured within 6 weeks of breaking out. The men squeezed through a hole behind a toilet and scaled a barbed wire fence. Above the hole, they scrawled a message on the cell wall that read, "Too easy. Laugh out loud."
And this is SRN News. Jews in the United Kingdom very unnerved by this month's deadly attack on a synagogue in Manchester. Some say they feel forgotten by a society that has simply allowed anti-Semitism to grow unchallenged over the last 2 years. Other British Jews say that politicians have failed to reject anti-Jewish speech or protect Jews from hate crimes. Simon Burton, a Manchester native, says, quote, "We are Jews, but we are English." The stakes in the Supreme Court elections in Pennsylvania next month, very much like those in Wisconsin last spring, partisan control of the highest court, crucial presidential swing state. In November, Pennsylvania voters will decide whether the 3 state Supreme Court justices should keep their seats on a court that has been the center of a number of fights. This is SRN News. Former FBI Director James Comey pleading not guilty on a charge of lying to Congress. Correspondent Alana Durkin Richard.
This kicks off what we expect is going to be a legal battle over these charges. Comey's defense lawyers suggested at the hearing today that they're going to seek to have the charges dismissed before trial by arguing that it was a vindictive prosecution brought at the direction of President Trump.
And she says that Comey's attorneys argue it is a politically motivated prosecution.
He sat quietly throughout the brief hearing, flanked between his lawyers, while the defense and the prosecutors worked out logistics, including setting a trial date for January 5th. Comey didn't really speak during the hearing other than to thank the judge when the judge informed him of the charges against him and of his legal rights.
Joan Bennett Kennedy has died at 89. She was the first wife of Ted Kennedy. More details at srnnews.com.